Now we got Lydia Pinster. She is a member of the community working group of KDE, and she also works for Wikimedia. And now she will speak about when some person who wants to contribute to free software projects gets burned out and how to prevent and react.
Thank you. And thanks everyone for coming. This is already way fuller than I had expected, so no pressure at all. Exactly. So today we're going to talk about burnout, what it is, how you can prevent it, how you can actually recognize it, to hopefully help you help yourself and other people around you. So why am I doing this? I want all of you to be happy inside KDE, obviously. And I want all of you to be happy because I want everyone else to be happy. If you're burned out, you're not just making your own life miserable, you're also making the life of everyone around you miserable. That's not cool. Not for yourself, not for everyone around you. So let's start with what is burnout actually. As a Wikipedian, I of course also look stuff like this up on Wikipedia. And Wikipedia says it's a psychological term that refers to long-term exhaustion and diminished interest in work. And Wikipedia also cites a researcher named Sarah Tracy, who writes a general working out or alienation from the pressures of work. I know a lot of people who have had this at some point in their life. And I'm sure there's people who have had this at some point in their life here in the audience. So let's start with why do people actually burn out? Why is this happening? And we see this every day in KDE, and I'm certainly no exception, is that people are taking on too much. That they're taking on too much that they can't really that they can't really do in the time they have available. The other thing is that we take a lot of pride in the work we do for free software, for KDE or whatever other project you're working on, and that people are deriving a lot of validation from this work. And if you do good work there, you feel validated, you get recognized, and so on. So you do more of it, and so on. This is problematic in some cases, of course. Then there's the feeling of being the only one who can do a certain thing. Like, I'm the only one who can write the release notes for the next KDE release. Or I am the only one who can write this blog post because I'm the only one who has this information. Or I'm the only one who can write this specific feature because I'm the only one who knows how it all fits into the bigger picture. This might be true for some cases. Most of the time, it's not. It's much easier for you to do this, maybe, but there are other people who can also do this. You just need to find them and have them help you. Which brings us to living the bus factor. This is when you're the only one who can do this thing, and you're always going on about this, oh, I'm the only one who can do this thing, which most of the time, if you just do this, does not help you get more people who can do thing. So this is something to be a little bit careful about, but I will get to more of that later. And of course, as I already said, we care a lot about what we do. Sometimes more than we maybe should. I'm not saying you should not all totally care about KDE, you should, but there's a certain limit to how much you maybe should care. Tunnel vision, yes. So how do you see it? What are some common symptoms of people with burnout? The first thing, of course, is that you're kind of dreading that you have to do the thing. Like, oh my God, I have like 500 bugs that are untriaged in my program in bugs.kde.org. These really need to be done. They really need to be triaged, and I really need to do this. But oh my God, I'm so not enjoying it, and I so don't want to do it, but I have to do it anyway. If you're at that point, something is wrong, and you should do something about it. Another thing that happens a lot is that people start arguing about points that are actually not really important, because they're getting so worked up about small things, because they're on the edge already, and they're just this little bit away from just having too much of it all. And then someone comes and tells them, oh, by the way, what you did here, that was not pretty good. And that might just be the one thing that just ticks them. while it actually, for the person who came to them, was really not much of a deal. and related to that is that people tend to over-amplify simple disagreements. Like, they were talking about how some bug should be fixed with someone, and it was, for someone from the outside, relatively normal, and they make a really, really huge deal out of it, for no apparent reason. being unwilling to delegate. We all like people to help us, right? But there's a difference between wanting people to help us and actually giving them stuff to do once they're there. Because you have to trust them that they're actually going to do their job. You have to kind of hold their hand, let them make mistakes, and so on. So there's wanting to delegate and actually delegating. You should be delegating. and then there's people who are always think they're the only ones who volunteer for something. Like, there's a task, no one steps up, and they're the ones who pick up the pieces, so to say. Which is great, they're awesome people. If this happens all the time, something might be wrong. the problem with all of this is this is really hard to see in ourselves. It's much easier to see in other people. So, which brings me to my next point after this, is you need to talk to people if you see this. Because they might not be seeing it in themselves. That is an extremely difficult conversation to have, but it's better to have it than to not have it in a lot of cases. So, how do you address it? If you are the one affected, talk about it to someone. This might be a good friend, this might be KDE's community working group, someone else in KDE that you trust, your parents, I don't know, someone you can talk to. Ask for help early on. ask for help often. It's okay to ask for help. You don't have to be the superhero who does everything. We need more superheroes, but not if they're burned out superheroes. do something else for a while. The other day, I went to the beach and did nothing else but lie there. Awesome. Really, you should do this. You should try. It was awesome and I have a sunburn, but okay. you should do this. Maybe not go to the beach, hang out in one of those, whatever floats your boat. It's not a banana. It's not a banana. Come on! No, no. Really? How can this be a banana, please? But if it helps you, you can also eat a banana. I mean, for some people, this might be useful. I don't know. right, so do something else for a while. It helps. And maybe even do something else for a long while. That's okay. And to be able to do something else for a long time, you need to help others to be able to pick up what you usually do. And the sooner you start this, the better. If you do this continuously and other people can't pick up what you can't do anymore, it's much easier to say, okay, I need a break. And it's much less of a hurdle for yourself. be willing to walk away. It's okay to say, I need a break. I can't have you for the next month. I can't have you for the next 2 months. If you come back nicer, less burned out, with more ideas, that's much better for everyone afterwards. but do it gracefully. I mean, most of the people that leave or that burn out don't actually burn out, they flame out. What do I mean by this? They don't just walk away. They walk away and take a lot with them, do a lot of damage on the way. That's not cool. Understandable because they're frustrated or they just had too much and they just can't talk to people in a nice way or whatever it is. But it's much better if you step away a bit earlier and don't do damage while you're doing it. One more thing I want to highlight again is a cranky you, a cranky burned out you, is much less useful than you think. Work gets done, but overall, it's not useful. It's not healthy for you or the people around you. So, if it's not yourself, but if you're talking about other people around you, there's, of course, start with keeping an eye out for it. Have a look what people around you are doing, how they're feeling, if they're taking on too much, if they're unhappy. Is it because of other things in their life, or is it because they're just doing too much, and so on? Talk about it with this person. And of course, this is this person first. You should be talking to this person first, not someone else, but have this conversation with them. This will be a really sucky conversation. because it's a difficult topic to tell someone, hey, you're not helping here, you're burned out, you're making people around you miserable. but you need to have this conversation and you need to tell them honestly. What helps there is really being honest what the issue is, and maybe also talking about your own experience with this topic, like if you've had any experience with this, which I assume, this can help. Offer them to find other people to do some of their work and actually follow through with this. And of course, help them grow their community proactively so that this doesn't happen in the first place. So, summary. Burnout is common. It's okay to feel burned out. It's okay to be honest about your limits. It's okay to ask people to do less. And it's much better if you take a break earlier than later when it's already too late and the damage is done. Thank you very much.